This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. It's the first weekend show of the new year 2020, and there is already a lot for us to talk about. I also recommend everyone checking out those daily editorials throughout the week. There wasn't a large number of them, but I did cover all these news events, and especially the ones on Friday that really started to drive some markets. I'm kicking off this weekend show with Sean Broderick, analyst over at Weiss Ratings, also a very regular guest on the show. Now, Sean, let's start off with your comments on the gold market. Gold had a very interesting year. In the middle to later part of summer, it finally broke out of that 6 to 7 year range. And then at the end of the year, right around Christmas time, when it typically is slower again, there was some more moves higher. And then on Friday, just yesterday, the gold market really took off, or at least the gold price did, but that was a lot on the back of geopolitical worries. Sean, please break down what you see the drivers being for the gold price and gold market in general in the new year.
I will just touch on the fact that you just mentioned that we had a 18.9% rally last year. That's the biggest annual surge since a 29.7% jump in 2010. So what people might ask themselves is, at that point, is what happened in 2011, right? Because, you know, so we had a big rally then. What happened the next year? The next year, gold rallied another 10%. Now, I'm not going to say exact figures will match up, but it shows that once these trends get underway, they can really run for a while. And as you said, you know, we had that breakout of a 6 year trading range, so things look bullish. The same thing happened with like silver. It rose 15.5% last year. That was its biggest gain since 2016. How did it do in 2017? It went up again. And so, what's driving this? We saw gold jump due to what's happening with the U.S. and Iran, but the central banks have been buying hand over fist, right? And they didn't need a war to do that. They can see that gold is undervalued. And one more thing that I would point out is that mining stocks are historically cheap. In fact, if folks check out my WealthWave column on Saturday, that's at wealth-wave.com. I have some great charts on there on the central banks, undervalued miners, what's going on with gold, all that stuff. So I feel pretty good about it. But then we have to talk about the warlike elephant in the room, which is what happened with the U.S. and Iran. And sure enough, I mean, that sent gold surging higher, but gold miners didn't really enjoy that surge. We saw gold up about 1.5%. Gold miners, you know, barely eked out a gain, opened up higher, and then pulled down back off that. And so that shows, I think, that people still aren't believing this rally. For an investor, that's good. That means the next pullback you have, you can buy, because the big trend has changed. The big trend is higher. And so you want to buy those pullbacks. You don't want to chase anything. Do not chase anything. If you get anything out of this talk today, don't chase anything. But pullbacks in precious metals can be bought. One more thing people should be thinking about is that what goes on next with Iran? We did something. They'll do something to, you know, respond to that. We'll have a response to their response. They'll have a response to that. What does that mean? I don't know if that means gold will get any more higher than my initial targets, which are around 1665 this next year, maybe as high as 1800. But one thing I do know is that if we start doing tit-for-tat stuff in the Middle East, then oil will have to start pricing in what could happen there. We already saw oil surge on Friday. if this kind of thing keeps happening, people are going to have to start pricing in much higher oil prices. They might start pricing in potentially $80 oil. And that is very bullish for all sorts of stocks. So I don't think you should make too much out of, you know, one missile hit on like one bad guy. But look at what's going on in the whole situation. Do you expect things to calm down anytime soon, or do you expect things to get more heated up? I expect more tension. I expect that to move into the gold market, certainly, but also especially the energy markets that will have to be priced in.
Well, you know what, Sean, at the end of the week, especially the moves were on the basis of fear, because we do not know what the retaliation is going to be, not just out of Iran, but also potentially out of Iraq and potentially even China, too, because of the trading relationship there. But a quick question following up on the gold stock movement. Do you at least worry a little bit that the moves, at least on Friday, were due to this geopolitical fear rather than, say, an inflation narrative or something more so that is a bit more bullish for traders that can bring them a bit more into the stocks rather than simply the precious metals as a defensive play?
Well, I think there are big trends underway, and so I don't put so much weight on what happened with Iran. I'm looking at the longer-term things. I mean, we're seeing the U.S. dollar kind of top out, though, because of the fear factor. It actually rallied the day after the attack, you know, in a big way. But we are seeing the U.S. dollar top out. We are seeing other things around the world where we're seeing more money allocated to gold. So what I was actually expecting before things blew up in the Middle East was I was expecting some kind of pullback because we had that great end-of-year Santa Claus rally, right? And I was going to buy that pullback. Obviously, I didn't get to do it on Friday, but sooner or later, I'll get that pullback. But the big trend has changed. We saw that breakout. We saw the breakout of the six-year range. So I think there are fundamental forces in play. And so I think that people should really keep their eyes on that.
Yeah, that was a fundamental and very significant breakout last year, which is noteworthy. Again, that is something that even provides me with a lot of confidence heading through 2020. Let's also talk about the U.S. dollar. You touched on it briefly there, but the dollar, just in the last about week or two of the year in 2019, really started this downtrend. It finally broke that consistent higher highs and higher lows that it was touching on for a year and a half. Do you see weakness creeping into the dollar, all taking it into account that we need to see some other currency then show some strength if we think the dollar is going to be weak?
Yeah, well, what's happening in the U.S. dollar is fascinating because the Fed said, well, we're all done with cuts. But just in the action in the U.S. dollar in the last couple months, obviously the market does not believe them. And I think that's because President Trump is pounding the table saying, I want more interest rate cuts. I want a cheaper dollar that will help our exports. Let's get to it. The Fed hasn't shown any spine in standing up to him in the past. And they just had a survey of executives across the U.S. And their biggest fear for 2020 is a recession. I don't really see one right now, but, you know, these guys are more plugged in than I am. Maybe they're right. And so if we do start to see recessionary indicators, maybe that's what's being priced into the U.S. dollar is anticipation of that. Because if we do start to see things start to slow down, you know the Fed's going to cut and do other easy money policies as well, right? I mean, no one forget what's going on in the repo market where they had the biggest action in there since the financial crisis. And there's supposedly no crisis. So the Fed likes to keep things inflated. And that is generally bearish for the U.S. dollar and bullish for gold.
All right, Sean, we're going to wrap it up there. But, hey, it's always great chatting with you. Thanks for kicking off the weekend show, the first weekend show in the new year. I look forward to continuing our conversation throughout the new year. Sean, have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you.
You too, my friend.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that kickoff conversation with Sean Broderick. It's always a lot of fun talking to Sean. I am now moving on with Chris Temple. I think all of you, our listeners, know Chris very well, but he is the founder and editor of the National Investor. Now, Chris, let's talk about kind of an outlook for 2020 when we're discussing inflation or deflation. Now, we've had the Fed come out and say that they're willing to let inflation run over their 2% level. In all fairness, they did say this a number of months ago and then followed up on it just last month when it seemed to, I think, strike home a little bit more with some people. And even some of the conversations I've been having, a lot of people are saying, you know what, we're finally going to get this inflation that everybody has been waiting for. However, through my conversations with you, you have been on the record saying that you think we are more in for a deflationary scenario here in the U.S. and even around the world. Can you share your argument, kind of summarize why you're not going with the rest of the group thinking that inflation is going to be here? You're more thinking deflation is going to take hold?
Well, Corey, first of all, we need to define our terms. And you've heard, many of you out there, the old saying of people are fighting the last war, whether it's generals or money managers or economists, and a lot of people calling for inflation in the sense of broadly rising consumer prices and whatnot. They are also fighting the last war. I've explained many, many times, including recently in a commentary still on my website when I was talking about the death of Paul Volcker, that under his chairmanship of the Fed, after he did a 180 and flipped from being a hawk to a dove along about 1982, and for the rest of his tenure, we have seen inflation take on a very, very new meaning. And this is not the kind of cost push inflation that you had back in the 70s and into the early 80s, where it was all about wages, and you had the wage price cycle and all of that kind of thing. Inflation since the early to mid 1980s first starts with asset prices. And you have a period of time where asset prices go up, and the hope is that that increased wealth effect trickles down to Main Street economic activity and keeps most people at least plodding along, if not succeeding. And as this fractional reserve system has been more and more extended in these ensuing years, and each bubble gets bigger than the last one, the inflation gets ever higher, but you don't see the result come out as much as a lot of people still think we're supposed to in the terms of broadly rising consumer prices and wages and things like that. We have a different inflation. So first of all, Corey, my answer is that those people who are predicting now that we're on the edge of a new hyperinflation or inflation because of central bank activity and a lot of them doubling down again on their stimulus activities, where the hell have they been for the last 10 or 11 years when we've had massive inflation thanks to the central banks? The S&P 500 has gone from 670 at its low in early 2009 to over 3,200 this week. We've seen the notional value of derivative contracts now at a new all-time high, $1.6 or $7 quadrillion or whatever ridiculous number. I don't know how the hell anybody even calculates it to begin with. So are there areas in which you see rising prices? And yes, are there areas in which you can say that the Bureau of Lying Statistics, the BLS in Washington, fudges the numbers? Yes, because they want to mask what living costs there are. But talking about the bigger picture, we have now, just as we did in 2007 and going into 2008, what year's worth of inflation, and the reversal will come out with more of that, not necessarily with that inflation finally bleeding down as the Fed wants to Main Street, but you will have inevitably another scenario reversal before they try and figure out how to start the whole thing over again. So that's why I take that position. Not saying that there are not scenarios under which prices of certain things may rise. But there's a lot of forces at work today, including the Fed itself, that have, as much as they've printed all this money, that in and of itself leads to deflation in prices of a lot of things, and many times I've used the example of energy for that. You've got overcapacity, overproduction, too much of a product, and therefore the price doesn't move that much.
Now, dude, is this all kind of playing into the lack of business investment as well? It's not like businesses are out there investing and trying to expand. They're really out there buying back their own shares, more or less just maintaining what they already are producing or building, that type of thing. Does that also play into this whole narrative that we're not going to see all these maybe advancements that can also help increase inflation?
Well, it does. Look, I've used the example numerous times. I'll do it again. Let's say I was in Vancouver and you and I went out to dinner this evening, and we picked the swankiest restaurant, had the before dinner drinks, appetizers, big entree, desserts, after dinner drinks, and we're just stuffed. And at the end of the night, the waiter brings the check. Let's say it's $200 Canadian. Maybe it'd be more in Vancouver. Let's just say, for sake of argument, it's $200. And about the time we're looking at one another, figuring out who's going to pick up the check, the waiter changes his mind. And he says, gentlemen, the chef wanted me and the management wanted me to tell you that there's still an awful lot of food in the kitchen. We still are loaded to the gills with all this stuff. So tell you what, you guys sit right there. We're going to repeat the entire meal from start to finish, all the drinks, all the bells and whistles. We won't add $200 to your check, though. We'll only add another $50. Isn't that a good deal? I don't care if they take 50 off. I can't eat anymore. And that's why you have weak business investment. That's why the economy plods along, because the entire world is stuffed. And it doesn't matter what the price of money is. It's not going to change that. And for a while, all that is accomplished by the central banks in printing money is to keep asset bubbles inflated a little while longer. But you inevitably get to the point, as they are in China, for example, where now you're having outright defaults on both domestic and external dollar-denominated debt, where now you don't even have enough juice in the real economy to even service the debts that are out there, let alone pay everything off. And that's the tipping point that the entire world is one side or the other of right now. And that is why, for all of this money printing and robbing so much economic activity and whatnot from the future, cramming it all into the present just to keep their skyscrapers of cards aloft, that is how the hyperinflation of money and the building of asset bubbles has led to the next inevitable deflationary, I don't want to say collapse necessarily, but pullback.
All right, Chris, unfortunately, we are already out of time for this segment on the radio, but you and I are going to continue this conversation on kind of the nuances of what it would take to see some inflation, what deflation looks like in your eyes. For anybody that wants to listen to that full interview, please visit our website, kereport.com, and click on that Hour 1 Weekend Show posting. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back, focusing a bit more on the resource sector.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. He spoke on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump explained why they chose to strike.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
A rampage in Austin, Texas has killed a man who was at a burrito shop. Police Sergeant David Daniels says they don't know what set off the suspect, who also assaulted others in the area.
A tragic situation that somebody has lost their life. This is the first homicide of 2020.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the weekend edition of the KE Report and following up on Chris Temple's interview with another favorite on our show, that is Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Doc, let's start off with the gold price and looking at the monthly chart. A couple of things that I want to highlight here is that looking at some of the strength and momentum indicators, so the RSI, the MACD, and even the slow stochastics, we have seen such a move in the gold price that we're back to some of the momentum and strength indicators that we saw back in 2010 and 2011 when gold was really just on an escalator ride higher, almost an elevator ride higher. And you know what? There is the argument to be made that gold is also on this very nice uptrend. 2019, especially the second half of 2019, very good for the metal, and beginning 2020 also in that sense. Take us through some of the similarities or potential similarities that you're seeing between what the charts are showing now and then back in 2010, 2011.
Well, Corey, if you go back and you're going to look at way back in 2010 or 2011, it's there's some mirror to this. In fact, you could go back to I would argue back to 2006, 2007 to show about what's going on. And you could even go back further to 2003 or 4. And why you can is we mentioned a number of months ago about how to watch the 200-month moving average and the 50-month moving average for gold, because what was so important back then is it was obvious that the 50-month moving average was not moving down to transact the 200-month moving average. In fact, I mentioned on a number of occasions how it was starting to run parallel to that, which is an exceptionally good sign. And you'll see that often in long-term charts, and that's a very bullish factor, I found out. And sure enough, we eventually bumped off the 50-month moving average and started higher. And if you go back, way back to 2006 and 7, you'll notice that the 50-month moving average moved parallel with the 200-month and then started moving up a lot faster, of course, because you're dealing with less months. But you can go back a long ways even before that and watch how the 50-month became a very important support area. And as that moved higher, the pricing moved higher also over time. So there are parallels to going back to when this thing first started back in 2003 and 4. And I think we're, as I've said before, starting a massive run here that is going to be multi-year. And I think we're just at the beginning of it based on just looking at those factors.
So a very bullish long-term outlook, which I agree with. This plays perfectly into that U-shaped formation, multi-year U-shaped formation that you and I have been outlining for a couple of years and finally starting to go into that fun part of the U, the right-hand side. In terms of a short-term trade, though, I had Jordan Roiburn on Friday, and he outlined just how extended stuff had gotten, and I think even more importantly, how the stocks recently had been underperforming these moves in metals, and that was the same thing we saw on Friday when geopolitical war actual talk moved gold higher, but the stocks lagged. I find that happens with the geopolitical talk, but it was happening a couple days before, too. How closely are you paying attention to this?
Quite closely, because when you look at the last 2 days with the pretty aggressive move of gold, the stocks have really underperformed, and I think that's starting to send us a message that we may be entering a period of a pause here. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And if you look at the monthly, if it pauses, the 12-month will move down toward the 26-month moving average, which may happen. And I think we're getting, and that's not worrisome at all to me. In fact, I just soon see that because there's some really low-priced stocks that I want to pick up yet that are at their bottoms and that have moved up a little bit, but I would like them to move back down where I can purchase them. And I look at it as a positive, actually, if we put a word pause here a little while, which is something that I'm looking for. But that the price action is telling you that these stocks have had a nice run, and maybe it's time for, as we enter the first half of the year, for them to start to develop some trading ranges up higher, and I think that's a real possibility.
Okay, so pause is a key word there. You're not thinking that they'll go through a significant correction or even a correction at all. Maybe it'll just take some time. Can you break down the balance between what a pause looks like for you?
Pause looks like them maintaining their levels. Some of these that have had nice runs, like, for instance, in Equinox, for instance, where they trade down a little bit and then they form a weekly pattern where they move up and down sideways for a while. And in other words, consolidate, but not where they have a big correction of 38%. You know, 23, they could have a 23% correction from a Fibonacci standpoint, but I don't see anything greater than 38 for any of these. I don't think you're going to see 50% corrections at all. But where they move down and then they establish a trading range as we work into this year, waiting for the next big move higher.
All right, Doc, let's talk about a couple stocks then. The first one that's on my radar is Skeena Resources. Now, Skeena has had a very nice year in 2019. The company, I think, driven by some of the news, some of the positive news out of the SK project, it has really performed well. It started off the year somewhere around 30 cents, even dipped down to as low as about 26 and a half cents early on in about February, but now it's trading up around 70 cents, so a very nice move this year. How would you play this stock, though, that has continued to perform very well?
First of all, I want to say that I own Skeena, and I own it at a really good price. So it's been a nice thing to watch here as far as its move. In fact, I picked it up at least 6 months ago. But right now, I think on the daily chart, we've had a reversal on that, which kind of goes into the situation that I just said, that the stocks are not moving along with the gold price that we've seen the last couple of days. And I think based on what I'm seeing, that Skeena will have a little bit more downside here, but not much. And when you look at the daily chart, it still looks pretty strong. And then if you go to the weekly chart, also, it still looks strong. It looks overbought, but I think this one could stay overbought for some time. It may move back a little bit, but I don't think it's necessarily done with its move as far as the weekly chart is telling us. And then the monthly chart, it's broken out on the upper Bollinger Band. That's very positive. And the strength indicators are showing it's just starting its run. So I think Skeena has a lot of momentum behind it. And it's already overbought on the slow stochastics. But I'll bet you that it doesn't come off of that overbought position. So that looks like a real positive chart to me, Corey.
All right. I agree with you, but the company has had some cash issues recently, but just by judging at the chart, who knows, we might be seeing a bit of a reversal and a bit of a bottom being formed, but still very early on. Doc, interesting chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show. It's another encouraging start for the metals. Not so much the stocks, but overall an encouraging start for the precious metals sector in 2020. Doc, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report and the first show of the new year, 2020. We are going to continue our focus on the precious metals sector, well, resource investing in general, with my good friend Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. And Dave, I have to say, I follow along very closely with the stocks that you're investing in and your just general trading account, and you did very well this year. And I think one of the best calls that you made was closing in close to the end of the year, in the end of November, when you started purchasing pretty aggressively the stocks on your watch list and even upping some of your already current holdings, because you saw kind of the early stages of tax loss selling and some of the good stocks showing that they were already bottoming. Please just recap that strategy and how well it worked at the tail end of the year, considering how well the precious metals did during a usually slow time at the end of this year.
Yeah, Corey, just this past Monday, we just saw the sector take off on thin volume and holiday trading. You know, these big traders are away from their desks and fund managers are out for the holidays. But yeah, I mean, I noticed that the tax loss selling started earlier than usual this year. So based on the silver stocks and especially the silver juniors beginning to lead, along with the tax loss selling starting early, just basically was a clue for me to get my buying wrapped up at the end of November and basically wait for the explosion that I expected to take place. Unfortunately, that's what's been happening. So yeah, I mean, it's been very good for just about everybody at the end of the year. I mean, gold and the miners, along with U.S. equities, are taking off at the end of the year end.
The recap of this year, I think, is interesting, where U.S. markets, they were up over 25%, but gold closed right around or over 20% up. So it wasn't just a one-sided trade here, and the stocks did well. However, some of the juniors were struggling. We'll get into that next question. But right now, some of the moves in gold at the end of the year, again, very curious, as it came on usually lower trading volumes and when most traders are away from their desks. ask, but a couple factors that you and I were talking about off mic that could very well be contributing to this, one being the U.S. dollar looking very weak at the end of the year. It, throughout the year, really a year and a half, just kept moving higher, higher highs, higher lows, but this breakdown at the tail end of the year, how much do you think that is playing into the precious metals moves?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with it, Corey. I mean, if you look at the weekly chart on the U.S. dollar, it's got a very bearish eight-month head and shoulders topping pattern on it, and it's threatening to break down below trend line support here into year end. So that has a lot to do with it. And I think also the sentiment in the stock market, you've got bullish sentiments at 15-year highs here, and stock market and U.S. stock market continue to make all-time highs. I mean, ever since Trump became president, the NASDAQ is up something like over 70%. I mean, people are looking to diversify, I think, here into year-end because they're expecting a correction. And I think that has a lot to do with some of these safe haven buying coming into the metals here.
I have to say, over the last about month and a half, I have seen a lot more financings cross my desk, and unfortunately, there's been a number of financings where I look at these companies financing at, say, sub 10 cents, or even right around, let's say, a dime, and I don't like the overall story. To me, they're either in an expensive jurisdiction or their share structure is already blown out with over 100 million shares outstanding. But these are starting to get financed. They're not financing in big deals, but I've seen a few million dollars fly into some companies that, honestly, I'm surprised that the money is going there. But do you think this is a sign that some of these lower quality plays, the market's going to take a bit more of a notice to them?
Yeah, I think so, but I'm with you on that, Corey. You know, I'm seeing a lot of these things start to pick up, and some of the ones that are financing, you know, they're getting $1 million or a little less. You know, those ones I'm really not interested in. But yes, I think that will start to improve as we get into Q1 here, like it usually does. I mean, the sector usually has a good Q1, and then we see it start to tail off as we start to get into the PDAC convention. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the beginnings of 2020. It looks like gold is shooting towards that really strong long-term resistance at 1550. And I think once we get a weekly close over 1550, then you're going to see the junior market really improve.
Does that mean that you're starting to look at some of these marginal deposits then, the ones that can really benefit from a gold price that, say, moves to 1550 or even 1650, and then these deposits that really just aren't that attractive at these prices, they start to come onto people's radars?
I do have a few optionality plays that need $1,500 gold and $20-$25 silver, but I don't have too many of those. I just have a couple. You know, you don't need very many to have huge upside once the market begins to price in solid floors at those levels, because they're so depressed right now. So you just have to be very careful picking those as well. I mean, you have to look at share structure, you have to look at management, you have to look at cash in the bank, you have to look at, especially looking at management, they have to be aware of their project being an optionality play. They can't be acting like their deposit is basically a high margin project right now and they're spending all this money trying to prove it up. So there's a lot of sticking points there as far as optionality plays are concerned. You got to be very careful.
All right, let's look at some of your best trades or investments in 2019. Outside of, say, the standouts, the high flyers like Great Bear, Silvercrest, what were some of your better investments for 2019?
Well, my biggest winner was Atlantic Gold, the Atlantic Gold buyout by St. Barbara in May. That was my biggest winner for myself and my subscribers. I've been in that one since late 2015, early 2016. And a couple more were Minorum Gold. That's another one I did really well in. It's sold off here into the year end because the news kind of dried up. Recently, one of my best gainers has been another silver stock, Alexco Resources. A lot of people gave up on that earlier, but the stock has really formed a nice base, and the chart very much mimics the GDX. So if you take a look at the long-term chart, once the stock gets over $4 U.S., there's a lot of blue sky there. So that's a really good stock to own in the coming silver bull market here. It's they've got a high-grade project in the Yukon. They've done a really good job keeping the share structure tight, and they got a U.S. AMEX listing.
Yeah, kudos to them for having a project up north and still being able to keep the share structure tight. That's a tough game for these companies operating and exploring up north. Take us through some of your strategy for this year, 2020, in terms of some of the stocks that you like and overall themes that you're going to be playing.
Well, there's three subsectors that I've concentrated on, and that is for a solid base in the portfolio of a handful of growth-oriented producers. Those are the lower-risk plays. The more medium-risk plays are developer explorers that are in the process of developing high-margin projects that are large, that are in safe jurisdictions. And then the third subsector I concentrate on is the very high-risk area, which is the early-stage explorers. You know, you keep a handful of these in your portfolio, and it only takes one or two to take off to really upsize your portfolio numbers for the year. And I think if you're able to do that, but as far as how much money to allocate to these things, that's another thing you have to be careful of. I don't put any more than 2% into these high risk plays of my investment capital. You can't put too much in there because anything can happen with these things. They're very high risk, and they don't have a defined deposit yet. So you just got to be very careful with those. And you have to buy at the right time, obviously, with any junior.
All right, Dave, we're going to wrap it up there, but it's great having you on the show. I'm happy that I call you a friend now. We both have, I guess, differing sports teams that we like, but both sports fans and both very active in the resource sector. So I look forward to all our chats in 2020 and seeing you at some of the conferences coming up, the first one being in Vancouver at the Cambridge House VRIC. In the meantime, if anybody wants Dave and I to look at any companies, as always, email me fleck@kereport.com. I love hearing from each and every one of you. Dave, very happy new year. Everyone else, a happy new year, and I look forward to continuing on throughout 2020 that looks like it will be a good year for resource investors. Thanks for your time, Dave.
Thank you, Corey, and a very happy and prosperous new year to all of your listeners. And thanks very much for your questions, your comments, and most importantly, for listening.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.